cars, motorcycles, parenting, travel, photography, the sort of things people like to talk about online without getting into fights. As Chris McCaskill will tell you, he's got a forum called cake.co. He's the co-founder of the Smug Mug photo site, and we're going to hear all about cake today on Talking Tech.
When you follow people, you get everything that they have to talk about. Like on Facebook, you primarily follow people for your friends and family, your nieces and cousins and so on. But you've got an uncle who likes to talk politics and it gets quite divisive and so on. With us, you follow your interests, and your interests may be mountain biking or photography or whatever it may be. And maybe you don't care about politics. So you can't always talk about your interests with your friends and family because you want to talk about some specific lens on your camera or whatever, and they're just not into that. You would bore them. So cake is really good for that. You can drill into your interests. And for a lot of that, the anger just kind of dissipates.
So what motivated you to start cake?
I had a motorcycle message forum that I started that actually provided, to me at least, the idea for Smug Mug. It's called Adventure Rider. Now it's 3.2 million active users a month. It's amazing. And it was just this unusual hobby that I have. I happen to love motorcycles and riding through places like Mexico and up to Alaska and so on. They're the kind of adventurous motorcycles that a company like BMW makes. And the idea was you would write travel logs of your stories, and we had a mantra, pics or it didn't happen. So you'd write a paragraph of text and then a pic and so on about riding through Africa or something like that. And it didn't have good photo hosting, and that's what gave birth to Smug Mug. I always thought Adventure Rider would go away because of the dawn of Friendster and Facebook and Twitter and them having their billions and artificial intelligence engines and, you know, tuning for, you know, your interests in, knowing your psychology and trying to get you engaged in their feeds and so on. But it never did. And with just me administering it, it grew to where it is today, and people just love it. But the problem was it wasn't general enough. We wanted to talk about iPhones and watches and cameras and parenting and everything else you can think of. And so and also the forum software that it was built on was older, you know, looks like it's from the 90s. So we wanted something fresh and modern and broader than motorcycles.
And how's cake doing?
You know, we have thousands of customers, not millions. So it's at that fairly intimate size of community. But it's growing well. We've overcome, I think, the chicken and the egg problem, which is so hard to get started in the beginning.
And it's cake.co, correct?
Cake.co.
And if people have questions for you, just look for @Chris on cake.
Yeah. Or you can just send me email at chris@cake.co.
All righty. Chris McCaskill, thank you so much for telling us all about cake. Good luck with the service. It's a lot of fun. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You can find me on Twitter @JeffersonGraham. I think you can find me on cake @JeffersonGraham, right?
That's right.
Right. Sounds like something like that. Yep. So I look forward to having a conversation with you there.